Okay, we're beginning the Drush Hashishi. It's called Derech HaKodesh. This is a short drush. We may even be able to pull off the whole thing in one shot. And if not, it's a little hard. It's not a easy one. You kind of have to hear the whole thing in one shot to get it. So, well, we'll do the best we can. He starts off with the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah in Perek Tesvav that says, HaKodesh is Elachem, that you, Klal Yisrael, get a lot of stuff. Not just the that it's for you. You get staka, harachimim shalachem. It goes psukim for each one. And here's the part where you need. Eretz Yisrael shalachem. Eretz Yisrael is yours. Shenemar lases lacha is Eretz Canaan. That Hashem will give you Eretz Canaan. Velo Eretz Yisrael bavad, not just Israel, ela afilu kol haratzus, even all the lands are yours, Klal Yisrael. Shenemar kalamakam sher tidruch kafrach lachem bo lachem yeh. Any place that you go, it's yours. Okay, that's a medish. We were going to hopefully get back to that, certainly before this drush is over. But as that's the opening medrash, but he starts, as always, with some other thing, which is to talk about the general milas of Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So we start with the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Vav, that says, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, it's called Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chayev B'Maisar. Anything Hashem showed Moshe is going to be Chayev in Maisar. And the Gemara says, Lafuke mai, Lafuke keni knizi v'kanmoni. So that excludes the keni knizi and kanmoni, meaning the seven nations, the Zion Amamin, Chivi, Yevusi, you know, that group. The Zion Amamin, those that's what Moshe was shown, and we're Chayim and Maisris in the lands of the Zion Amamin. But the other three, because there were a total of 10 that was promised to Avram, those other three of keni knizi and kanmoni, so that that will not become Chayev and Maaser, even Lasad Lavo, meaning it's Lasad Lavo that we will get those extra three, Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni. And when we get them, they are not going to be Chayev and Maasers. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Mishnah Melech here, the Baal Pasha Strachim here, has a few questions on this member of Shmuel. Number one is, what was he trying to tell us? That the land of the Zion Amamin is Chayev and Maaser? Yeah, we are well aware. Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Maasers. Rather, it's the opposite, the inverse he wanted to teach us. That's only the place that Moshe saw, the place of Zion Amin, but not the Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. That would not be Chayev in Maestros. So he says, so why didn't Shmuel say straight? Amr Shmuel, here are the places that are not going to be Chayev in Trumas and Maestros. Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. Why would he have to do it in this backwards way of saying, only the things that Moshe saw are Chayev in Maestros? What's the point of saying it that way? That's number one. Number two, the main question is, why in the world not? Why are they not going to be chayev in Trumas and Maasers? And explain that question fully. It's every place, as that Medrash quoted briefly, every place that a Melech Yisrael will conquer will have the din of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Sifri in Parshas Ekev that says, Kol Makom Asher Tidruch Kaf Raglechem Bo Lachem Yeh, any place that you conquer will be yours. And the Sifri says, it is chayev in mitzvos, that it gets the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So any place that a Melech Yisrael will conquer, even anywhere on the planet, has the din of Eretz Yisrael and will have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You'll ask me, what do you mean? What about Syria and all the places David conquered? We say does not have full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that the Rambam explains in the beginning of Hilchas Trumos that they should have been, Aram Naharaim and Aram Tova should have been like Eretz Yisrael, but it got knocked down because David conquered it, and he shouldn't have. He was supposed to conquer the rest of the main Eretz Yisrael first. He went and conquered there first, so there was an Aveira involved. So since there is an Aveira involved with him conquering those lands, that's why he did not get the status of Eretz Yisrael. But really, any place that a Melech Yisrael conquers, as there's no Aveira involved, should get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So why in the world would Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni not get Eretz Yisrael? You're going to tell me that when the Melech HaMashiach comes and he conquers those lands, there's going to be some Aveira involved, and that's why Shmuel was telling us that they won't be Chayev in Maasers. Aveira? Melech HaMashiach? Really? Come on. And secondly, why would there be an Aveira? Because it's part of Eretz Yisrael, especially the Lasad Lavo. It's supposed to be part of Eretz Yisrael. What would be wrong with him conquering that? So it can't be there's an Aveira involved. So why in the world would the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni not be Chayev in Trumas and Maasers? Okay, and then just to give you the idea, the short answer to this question will be, even though we're going to have to make it a little, you know, explain at length, the short answer to this is that we're going to his answer will all be in the Ravid Shita, not like the Rambam, and it'll all be in the Ravid Shita as follows. there's a machlokas Rambam and Ravid about the following. The Rambam says that we know Shevet Levi did not get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says at the end of Hilcha Shmita V'Yovel, in Perek Yud Gimel, in Halacha Yud Aleph, that that's all for the places that Avraham Avinu was promised. But any place that Klal Yisrael conquers that was not part of the Eretz Yisrael that Avraham Avinu was conquered, so there Shevet Levi can get a chelek, right? So the only Shevet Levi only can't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael itself, but any place that was not promised Avraham Avinu that the Jewish people conquered, there the Rambam says that Shevet Levi can get a chelek. Okay. Now the Ravid there, what's really on the previous halacha, but the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, if so, then there won't be any Trumas HaMaisus. Because the Ravid understands that the reason why there is a we give Trumas HaMaisus to the Kohanim and Levim is because they don't get a Chelek Baretz, that they are Toli Zebazah. That's the Ravid Shita. The one is completely connected to the other. Because they do not get a Chelek Baretz, therefore they get Trumas HaMaisus, which means if they do get a Chelek Baretz, they don't get Trumas HaMaisus. If so, says the Ravid, if you're going to tell me that any place outside of Eretz Yisrael they get a chelek in, they're not going to be getting Trumas HaMaisus, and that can't be. So the Kesef Mishnah there says, I don't understand the Ravid's Asaga. What's wrong with Tzohi Nechanami? So they won't get. Well, that's fair. Vaharaya, Surya. Surya is a place that was not chayav in Trumas HaMaisus. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's not chayav in Trumas HaMaisus. So what? Why is that a Hasaga? That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. So the Mishnah Melech says he doesn't understand the Kesef Mishnah at all for the following reason. He says the Ravid's Hasaga makes perfect sense. Because like we said before from the Rambam, that the Surya should have been part of Eretz Israel. It should have been Chayiv and Trumas and Maisas. It should have been the whole thing. It's only because David sinned. Like we said, when a Jewish king conquers, it's supposed to have full Dinei Eretz Israel. Surya was the exception because it was done al Yidei Chet. But had it not been done ayidei chait, it would be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisus. So you can't say in a chanami, look at Surya. Surya is the exception because there was an aveira involved. But had there been no aveira, there would have been a chayiv Trumas HaMaisus. And the Ravid saying that there shouldn't have been a chayiv Trumas HaMaisus if the Kohan were allowed to get a nachla there. The fact that it would have been chayiv in Trumas HaMaisus means that they can't get a chelek of those places either. Furthermore, he says he doesn't understand this Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah sounds like he understood the Ravid to hold that there was no chiyuv Trumas and Maisus at all. And therefore he said, Surya is, you see from Surya, there's no chiyuv Trumas and Maisus at all, and so what? But the Mishnah Melech, the Parshas Drachimir says, he says in the Mishnah Melech over there too, by the way, he says, the Ravid didn't mean that there's that in a land where the Shevet Levi has a chelek, that there's no chi of Trumas HaMaisus at all. Because there's two parts. There's two parts to the Trumas HaMaisus. There's one is the chi of Hafrasha. They have to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisus. And one is the chi of Nesina, that you have to give it to a Kohen. Okay? So the Mishnah Melech says that everyone agrees, even the Ravid agreed, that even if Shevet Levi got a chelek somewhere, there'd be a chi of Hafrasha. Of course, it'd be a chi of hafrashas trumas and maisus, because v'haraya kohanim can't eat it themselves till they're mafresh. So that has to do with the kedushas arts or whatever. There's going to certainly be a chi of hafrasha if it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. What he meant is there'd be no chi of nesina to the kohen, because the chi of nesina is instead of them getting land, they get trumas and maisus. But so everyone would agree, both the Rambam and the Ravid would agree that there's a chi of Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisus. In Surya, there was no Chiyav Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisus at all. So one has nothing to do with the other. That's another one of the Mishnah Melech's questions. I should just mention very briefly, these things we've been saying, these are all the lengthy discussions in Rishonim and Achronim, all these different things. Is that really why the Kohanim get Trumas HaMaisus, Chalef their land, or is it Chalef their Avoda? It's one discussion. Whether it's Chelef Avodaschem or is it Chelef their land. Also, this idea that there's a chi of hafrasha versus a chi of nesina, that's also a big discussion in Achronim. I think that Nesiva says there is no chi of nesina. Everyone disagrees with them. But anyway, for our purposes here, that's the Mishnah Melech's Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, that everyone agrees that there would be a chi of hafrasha. Just the Ravid is saying there should have been no chi of nesina. Okay, but getting back to our point, again, we're trying to answer why would there be no chi of Hafrosh Trumas and Maisas in L'Asad Lavo when they get the Keni Knizi at Kanmoni. Again, the answer is only going to be in the Shitas Arayvit. In the meantime, we said, though, that the Arayvit holds that it sounds like they don't get a chelek of any part of Eretz Israel, the Shevet Levi. They don't get a part of any chelek period of Jewish land, as opposed to the Rambam, who says that they can get any place outside of Eretz Israel. Okay. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra and Dav Kuvchav Gimel, Kuvchav Beis, that said, L'asid lavo shevet Levi will get a chelek baretz. Okay, so even the Ravid has to agree to that. It says that that when Mashiach comes, shevet Levi will get a chelek, even in Eretz Yisrael itself. So that's, you know, for the Rambam, Ravid, everyone should, L'asid lavo, things are going to change. And shevet Levi will get a chelek, even in Eretz Yisrael. Kol shekin anywhere else. So, if that's the case, then we have a question. It should come out, according to the Ravid, that once there is, if Shevet Levi has a chelek in the whole Eretz Israel, everywhere, every place that the Jews conquer, and all of Eretz Israel and the outside, they all get a chelek baretz. That means all those places have no chi of Trumas and Maisras. If so, it should come out there is no Trumas and Maisras, L'asad lavo, at all. And yet, there's a Gemara that says, it's in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Omid Beis, that says, how do you know a remes of tchit samesim in the Torah? Because it says, v'nasati menu trumas Hashem l'Aaron HaKohen. Pasuk says, you'll give the trumas Hashem to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So, l'asad lavo, then they'll give him truma. Okay, but according to the Ravid, there's not going to be trumas samesis because Shevet Levi is a chelik and everything. So how would you understand that? Again, just to be clear, this is a kasha in the Ravid Shita. According to the Ravid, why is there a chiev to give Aaron Truma when all of the Shevet Levi will have a chelik baretz? So there should be no chiev to give Truma to a Kohen, L'Osad Lavo, and yet the Medrash says that we will give Truma to Aaron a Kohen. That's the question. So to answer this, we have to go through something a little bit complicated. Anyway, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis says that according to Rav Yossi, who Rav Yochanan Paskin's like, the Kedusha Rishona of the Beis HaMikdash was batal, but the Kedusha Shnia of Bayesheni is not batal. Okay, just the Kedusha Rishona of Bayes Rishon, but the Bayesheni's Kedusha remains. So therefore, when the Bayes Shlishi is rebuilt, it will not need a new re-Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because the Kedusha Shnia of Ezra remains. Tosus there asks, why does the Gemara in Zvachim say that according to Rav Yochanan, if you are male a carbon, b'zman hazeh, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so you're chayef, if there's no Kedushas Makom. Just to be a little clear about that. This Gemara is saying that, in the Gemara meaning in Yevamos, says that this the Kedusha Rishona was batla. Yet, Rav Yochanan says that if you're male a carbon, nowadays, you're chayev. The Kedusha was batla. I know we said the Kedusha Shnia wasn't batla. Just bear with me here. We're working with Kedusha Rishona. If the Kedusha Rishona was batla, why is it that the Gemara says in Tvachim that if you're mala carbon today outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayev, if the Kedusha Rishona was batla? And the answer was that Tosis gives three answers. One is that only the Kedusha of Trumas and Maisus, only the Gabi Trumas and Maisus, the Kedusha was batla. The Kedushas Mechitzos were not batal. That's one answer. Second answer is maybe Yerushalayim is different. The second and third answer, that Yerushalayim itself is different because the Kedusha remained there, either because it was called Nachla or because it's called Binyan Adayad, whatever it is. Yerushalayim is different. Okay, those are the two. Those are the three answers. So according to the first answer, like we mentioned, he said the Kedusha Rishona is gone, but Kedusha Shnia is there. So what's Tosas asking a question about? Being why you chayef if you're male bechutz outside the Beis HaMikdash when the Kedusha Rishonah was batal. He already told you that Kedusha Shniyah was not batal. So what do we care about the Kedusha Rishonah being batal? To that he answers that Rav Yochanan holds, like the Gemara in Shavuos, that says, B'chol Eilu Tanan. Okay, I know this is getting complicated. Just bear with me if you can. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about how you have to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. And one of the things you need is the Urim Betumim. So if you hold that you needed everything, then Ezra couldn't have been Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't have an Urim Betumim. So if you hold the Kedusha Rishonah, if you hold you needed everything, including Urim Betumim, it can't be there was no Kedusha when Ezra was there. So those who hold you need everything, including Urim Betumim, they hold the Kedusha Rishonah was not batla. And Rav Yochanan held of that, in which case you see that the Kedusha never left. And it's just the Gabi Trumas and Maishas that was different. It left for that. That's the part that changed for Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. In other words, the Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that the Kedusha Rishona remained for the Chomos, or for the Makom. That didn't change between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But regarding Trumas and Maishas, that did change between Bayis and Rishon and Bayis Sheni. In that regard, the Kedusha Rishonah was batla after the first Beis HaMikdash and was not batla after the second Beis HaMikdash. Okay, who told everybody that this is all true, that he holds of all this? So he says because the pasuk from that Gemara in Yevamos that talks about why the Kedusha would have been batla after the first Beis HaMikdash and not after the second Beis HaMikdash is talking about the two Yerushos, that talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Bechal, and that it makes sense to say there's a difference between one and two. But any Kedusha that requires an action, there's no svar to make a chilek between Beis HaMikdash 1 and Beis HaMikdash 2. Either it was batal or it wasn't batal. Okay. What he needed from all this, even though it was super complicated, what he needed from all this was just to tell you that there's such a thing as the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha Rishona that was made is not batal. That's really the bottom line, all he needed from all that. I mentioned it all because he spent some time talking about it, but the bottom line, what he needed from all this is that the Kedusha Rishona that was Mekudosh originally will remain. The Kedusha's, either the original Kedusha, the full Kedusha never left, or the Kedusha from Bayis Sheni never left, but the Kedusha is still there. Okay, but that's Pashat only things that were Kadosh, not things that Melech HaMashiach, when he comes and he conquers, that'll be a new Kedusha. Okay, so with this, we can answer everything, according to the Ravid. Because if you, anything Eretz Yisrael, anything that the Jews, that it had its original Kedusha, so even if La'asid Levo, they give a chilek to Shevet Levi, to live on, that they it's their chilek in Eretz Yisrael, but it still had its Kedusha from beforehand. If you hold, like we do, that, or like this is assuming, like that the Kedusha never left, let's say, in Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha of Trumas and Maaseh never left from Bayis Sheni, once you hold that, so then even if I give a chilek to Levi, to Shevet Levi now, the Kedusha that it had doesn't leave. The original Kedusha, when it was chayav in Trumas and Maaseh. So, since that was instituted, the fact that Levi is going to show up now is not going to take that away. And Mamela, anything that was had its original Kedusha will stay Chayiv in Trumas and Maaseh, and you'll still have to give it to the Kohen. That's what he says. So that's what they'll give to Aaron HaKohen in the future. They'll give him the Trumas and Maaseh from the parts of Eretz Yisrael that maintain their Kedusha throughout, and he'll get that. And the parts that they'll be Mekadesh anew, that Melech HaMashiach will conquer, like Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoni, which is where this all started from, that will not get a chiyuv to give to the Kohen, because the Shevet Levi will be allowed to live there. And that's why we said at the beginning, that's why Shmuel is saying that the Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoni, they will not be chayv in Trumas HaMaaseh, the Ravid will tell you, because Shevet Levi is going to live there. And therefore, it's not going to be, there's not going to be a chiyuv to give Trumas HaMaaseh to the Kohenim from those lands. That's the long answer to that whole question. Since we're basically done, I'm just going to finish up the rest of the drush, which is another minute or two. And that is that we started off with the question, why does it Shmuel say in a backwards way that if he meant to just tell us that there's going to be no chiv, chumas and maishas for keni, knizi, and kamoni, why didn't he say it straight like that? Instead, he said the things that are chayiv and maiser are the parts that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, are part of the Zayin Outman. The answer to that is because there's a good reason you might have thought that they're not, because Asad Lavo, Shevet Levi is going to be living everywhere. And if so, then maybe you would say that there's no chiv to give chumas and maisers to the Kohanim anywhere. So that he's coming to tell you, Lasad Lavo, there will be a chiyuv to give Trumas and Maisers to the Kohanim living in Eretz Israel, because the Kedusha Rishona that was there remains. That's why they'll be chayiv. But it's true there'll be places that will not be chayiv in Trumas and Maisers, and those are the places that never got their Kedusha to start with. And finally, we started with the Medrash that says you'll get Tzedakah, you'll get Rachamim, and you'll get Eretz Israel, and not just Israel, you'll even get every place in the world. What did that mean? So he says it meant that they're all different milas. You get Tzedakah, that's a mila. You get Rachamim, that's a mila. You get a holy land of Israel, that's a mila. And another mila is that any place you'll go, you'll be able to be Mekadesh with Kedushas Eretz Israel. That's what it means. V'lo Eretz Yisrael Bavad, Ela Afilo Kol Ha'aretzos, meaning this other mila you'll also get that any place you go, you'll be able to give it Kedushas Israel by conquering it. Okay, 21 minutes, but we managed to cover the whole drush. And next time we'll go on to drush V.